All right, Russia, here you go again, trying to be the first in the world to do something.
Oh, what's going on?
It's Hannah and Raven. Big news this morning is that Russia is claiming that they are registering the very first vaccine against COVID-19.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not everybody's convinced, I heard.
Well, here's the thing. Even Putin's daughter, she's going to be the first one to take it.
It's like the lottery of the princess.
I was like, wait a minute.
There was a movie way back that had a dragon, and they had to feed the dragon, and the princess one time, she fixed the lottery to be the first.
All I kept thinking is like, all right, Dad Putin, like, why don't you be the first to take it? Why did your daughter have to take it first instead of you bragging that it's her that gets to take it?
Obviously, that's a huge propaganda thing, you know? If you're like, look, it's so safe, my daughter take it.
Right.
My daughter, she take it.
All your European accents are exactly the same.
But it's a Russian accent. Russian.
Uh-huh.
Russian.
Well, here's the whole thing about it. And this is why the World Health Organization and everybody here in America is all up in arms about it, is because they're claiming that this is the very first vaccine. They're offering it to their frontline workers first. But they haven't gone through the long-term clinical trials.
That's all right. We Russian.
They
we
just figure it
than
out.
COVID.
Yeah. And then one of our doctors here had this statement.
And you can be sure that when you get the vaccine that is from our approved systems, our approved epidemiologically regulated companies, that you're getting the real deal and not a bogus vaccine, which may or may not protect.
I mean, not for nothing. Let's just be honest, though. The real deal, when it's the first one, you don't know if it's going to work. It's like when a new car comes out and then you're like, nope, we changed the brakes next time because it drove into a wall.
There's two ways to look at this. One, we're a little bit jealous that it's not us.
Right.
So we're saying, well, your
little
vaccine's
jelly.
Fake.
Right.
Your vaccine doesn't even work. We don't even know if your vaccine
Clearly,
works.
There's a little jelly going on there.
Or two, I'm like, okay, yeah, you guys take that vaccine.
Yeah.
And you report back.
What? How it works.
Right.
And then if it's good, it's good. I mean, it's not like Russia has not come up with inventions before. They've done some big stuff, Anna's out.
They have. Like, let's give them some credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
Vodka.
Okay. Hey, that's a win.
I mean, no one is questioning whether vodka works.
I mean, it's viable. No question about it. Right.
Right.
That feels like a victory to me.
Beef stroganoff?
Oh. Here's the thing. I love beef stroganoff going down.
Okay,
but
that's enough. Nope. We get it.
All right.
We can stop right there.
All right, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right.
What else did Russia get right?
For it to, Sputnik, huh? How about that? They did beat us there.
Okay.
They were first on that.
I guess we'll give them that.
Yeah. Nesting dolls?
Oh, right.
The rock nesting dolls.
Yeah, they got that down to a science.
I don't know that anybody else even continued making nesting dolls after they made it, because they were like, nope, we'll give it to you, Russia.
Right.
You perfected that one.
Right. It's going to be very ironic if it's Russia that comes up with the COVID-19 vaccine, though. I'll say that.
Well, if they deliver the vaccine in
a nesting doll?
A nesting doll.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And it looks like a nipper of vodka.
It's a win.
It feels right.
Yeah.